The Thursday night that was Purim Katan, we weren't zaycheh to be together. But Tayv Lev Mishta Tamid, that a Tayv Lev, which Rashi says Sameach Bechelka is always a party, that we have to learn always. Tayv Lev Mishta, Lekavit Tayv Lev Mishta Tamid. I want Shloime to play the Elam song, and then I want to talk about its secret of Simcha, that I think is a shtickle secret. I want to thank the Chevra, I'll explain. And talk a little about Simcha, and then we'll get to the parasha. We'll make our way, but let's start with the song Chaim Zevsia. Let's start with the Var Minigan. We're going to do more music. I wanted to thank the Chevra. I want to talk about Tayv Leib, Mishta Tamid. The Tayv Leib, that's always a party. We'll talk a little about Simcha, about joy. What I want to thank the Olam is that some could call like a midlife crisis. The middle, this used to be a Thursday night. It was like a Litvish Shematz. We got together and we said it, and all of a sudden it became a Leil Shishi. And was singing songs, and the own Torah that's attracting me is changing. And I appreciate my friends that you're allowing me to grow. I appreciate it a lot. What you said a few years, you're like saying different things, different types of things. I want to share something with the Chevra, and I think it's the secret of Simcha. Rev Hirsch says that Simcha and Smicha. Kederach famously, Rev Hirsch, he connects Simcha and Smicha. Smicha is something that's sameach, that's constantly flowering and growing, and Simcha, he connects. I want to say like this. You could talk about a person alone and about marriage. I'll talk about marriage. We finished up this week already. It's end of Shoivim Tat. I saw a sign up that I was speaking about Shalom Bayis maybe on the Thursday night. I had a chasna, so I was definitely involved with Shalom Bayis that night. But Lemaisa, this is the biggest secret to Shalom Bayis. The biggest secret, Ernst, is don't say you know your wife, you're a liar. You don't know yourself and you don't know your wife. Don't say on yourself, there you go again, I'm so predictable. There are new things inside of yourself. We have tremendous amounts inside of ourselves. I'm zeichet to see youngsters grow like crazy. Just in them, they discover new things. I see guys, the whole chevra around Rabbi Russ, they're like all of a sudden learning with a tremendous simcha sachaim. Only them, but me, I'm 49. I already know me. Baloney. The soul is endless. It comes a chelak elikami mal. It's from the Rabbeinu Shalom. You got your neshama? You have it? Allow yourself to be new, to find new things. It's the secret of simcha. Simcha and sameach. Allow yourself to develop and to evolve. People get like, oh, there you go again. Why are you assuming you're the same guy? Allow to see a sugya again, to see something new, to like something new. Allow yourself new situations will bring out new koiches. A secret in marriage, if somebody doesn't allow for tzmicha, he knows already. I'm married a few minutes, Pashat. My wife, new situations, your kids get to new stages, it asks you to become something different. And it brings out different deep things inside. Allow for new, allow to be surprised. Allow somebody to grow and develop and be very different. It's not same old, it's baloney. Same, why would a person be same old? We have a lot to us. Allow ourselves to evolve and grow. Allow ourselves to see, and it's amazing when you learn the parashas. We're at a shir, we learn the parashas. I see new things now. It's not what I saw, but it's not the same parasha. I saw b'chlal not. If you allow, if you have good friends, you're the nicest people, you allow me to change. The mud nezach. It's supposed to be like a shtickel stable. Yeah, you're involved in a shul. You're rav. You're not rav. You're called rebbe. You're something. You're supposed to be a little stable. I thank my friends that you allow me to evolve and grow and change and see. And all of a sudden, like this stiff Thursday night chair, there's like music and we're singing. What happened here? And nobody has to come back. It's not a guilt trip. Not a guilt trip, but even if you don't come back, if you allow me to be here and do funny stuff, allow yourself evolve and grow and find and discover and see what's there. Really, really don't be afraid to uncover new things. Don't lock in. That's not me. Don't be so sure. Right now, with an open eyes and an open mind and a fresh mind, read the parasha again and see what you see today. And don't say even something that excited you before. It's very funny in marriage, you each decide that a certain food. I decided years ago cheesecake's my wife's favorite food. She's like been trying to convince me. I don't like cheesecake. Like, stop. Like, maybe that was yes. I don't know. Today, I don't like. Allow a new zach, a new thing, and a fresh thing. Allow people to advance, to change, to be different. And it's a truth. It's a truth. And you see in your mishpacha different situations. Like, where'd that come? But then we tend to put things in neat boxes. Oh, being them again, doing this again. Why are you going there? The people have neshama, they tap in, different situation. Be surprised. Let yourself be surprised. See it with fresh eyes. See what's happening. You're evolving. The people around you evolve. They find new places. Allow them to find new and fresh and different. Hashem gives us in all our lives. We're in the middle of a serious matzav klal Yisrael. We're all seeing new things out of each other. But allow for that. Allow for that. We're seeing out of Yidden. It's crazy what we're seeing out of Yidden. We're seeing tremendous inspiration, tremendous strength. And a new situation has brought out a beautiful newness amongst our people. Allow for it. Stop locking yourself in a box. Stop causing yourself to be frozen and stop seeing another person as frozen. And allow a person to find new things, to develop. That's called, the word simcha and the word smicha, both is the same word. That's a tremendous joy and a chiyus and an energy of growing, of adding, of finding more, of coming out with more. That's a tremendous simcha. So I say on a night that we're toiv leib mishta tamid, on a night that we're making up for a party that you're supposed to have last week, and a night we're making up for missing Shalom Bayis, I think that's a big secret in Shalom Bayis. You're married to a new person, fresh. What do you know already? Why? It's so silly to think you know already. Oh, that's her. Why would you think she's found a little piece and she's going to find more and new things? Allow yourself not to know and be surprised by new things for ourselves, for the people we love in our lives. Allow for evolving. So I thank my friends for allowing my smicha, my own smicha. And I say to us all, this will be a tremendous source of simcha for us all. Allow for the smicha we're seeing in our people. We're seeing tremendous newness in Klal Yisrael, freshness, and we're seeing tremendous chizuk. See new things in people. Don't lock people in. I was amazed at one of the videos that went around. You had a guy who had tattoos from head to toes, mamish tattoos, and he looks at the camera and he speaks to our enemies. He speaks and he says to all you sinim out there, the more you do to us new things, kasher yanu say ken yefritz v'ken yirbu. You pain us, you're causing us to dig deeper in ourselves. He said, we're going to serve Hashem harder and stronger. We're going to find new things. It's so cool to see such a new, fresh young man and changing and growing and finding deeper things. It was so cool that our people could look at such a yid and see such beauty and a beautiful yid. He was like the I was so proud that he was our spokesperson. Beautiful spokesperson who announced to all the enemies that you pound us, you think we go to submission, we're going to dig in deeper. We're going to find, we're going to discover more. He was the spokesperson to the new people, the ever fresh, ever bigger people. That's the very midah of kasher yanu say ken yirbu. That's the very midah that pain, we don't just shrivel up. We're going to dig in deeper. You're going to push us in further to uncover more. Precisely the difficulty allows us to find a deeper place inside ourselves that we never thought possible. You constricted us and we looked in. We couldn't move outside. Maybe we had to look inside. It was so cool, this beautiful spokesperson of our people who expressed the soul that he was recently discovering and deeper places in his soul. What a beautiful spokesperson for our people. So I say to all of us, Toiv leib mishta tamid, all of us should be zeicha to that smicha, to that great simcha of finding new parts of our souls, of finding deeper places, constantly evolving, constantly growing, constantly expanding closer and closer to Hashem, constantly finding more places inside of us. Maybe al derech zeh, before we sing a var menigin, maybe shtikel al derech zeh, something I'm thinking. It's a kasha from Rabbi Yisrael, but I want to say a different approach than Rabbi Yisrael answered. There's a creek sieve in Parshas Kisisa. In this parsha, there's a creek sieve. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with the luchas, and it says, the pasuk says as follows, the pasuk says, Moshe comes near the machne. V'yikasher karev al machne. He comes to the Yiddish camp. V'yara se'egel. He sees the egel u'mecholos and the dancing. He sees the aveira that the Yidden are involved in. V'yichar af Moshe. And Moshe has an anger. V'yishalach. V'yishlech. V'yashlech. I'm sorry, I got this third time's the charm. V'yashlech miyadav es haluchos. And he throws from his hands the luchais, vayishabrois some tachasar, and he breaks the luchais. Now it's a creek sieve. The way we read it is miyadav. That's how Klal Yisrael reads it, but that's not the way it's written in the Torah. The way it's written, it's a creek sieve. It's written mi yadai. That's how it's written. Mi yadai. Mem yod dalet vav. That's how it's written in the Torah. That Moshe threw it mi yadai from his hand. Singular. We read it mi yadav. The Cree is we read it from his hands. Very interesting. It's written in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu threw the luchos from his hand. Singular. And we read it that he threw it from his hands. Now what's the pshat? What's this Cree ksiv? What is this that it's written he threw it from his singular hand? And we read it he threw it from his hands. What's the truth? Did Moshe Rabbeinu release one hand or throw it from both hands? It's written he only released one hand, and we read it, it's released from both hands. So based on Rabbi Yisroel, I'm saying a little different than Rabbi Yisroel Salanter, but based on Rabbi Yisroel said that the breach in Klal Yisroel was Ben Adam Lamakim. It was on Avodah Zarah. And the breach was in Ben Adam Lamakim. Ibazai, there are two sides to the Luchas. Moshe Rabbeinu was holding the Luchas in two hands. The breach in the Lucha, the breach in Klal Yisrael's sin was the right side, all the Ben Adam Lamakim. On the right side is Ben Adam Lamakim. It's true, Kabbalah Savichas there. That already is between a person and his creator, his Tata, the three Shutim. But the first side is between a person and his creators. So that's the first side. The other side, the left side, is Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. So he threw it, the reading of the Pasuk is he let go of the Ben Adam L'Makim side. The breach was in the right side, and he let go of the Ben Adam L'Makim side. And that's how we read the Pasuk. That's how the Pasuk's written. Mi yadai. He let go of the Ben Adam. The side he wanted to smash was Ben Adam L'Makim. He said, look at this. There's not a kiyum of this. That's what he threw out of his hands. But ultimately, what got left go of is both sides. We read it miyadav from Beidahan, from both hands. What happened? It was a breach of Ben Adam Lamakim. But what comes out, and we read it from both hands. And I want to say that any breach in Avodah Zarah, in not seeing any breach in Ben Adam Lamakim, the beauty of a person and the depth of a person is we have an neshama inside of us. It's a chelak aleka mimal that comes from Hashem and comes from deep, deep, deep ein sof places. And any breach in emuna ultimately is going to come out as a pekan min adam l'chaveri. The depth of appreciation of a person is the limitless of a person. A person has a neshama inside of them. And so he throws down the Ben Adam L'Makim, the start of the breach is Ben Adam L'Makim, but at that point that there's a chesaron in Amunah, there's some chesaron in that will come out as a devaluing of people, will come out as not being mashiv a person enough. So ultimately he breaks both sides. The breach Ben Adam L'Makim destroys the Ben Adam L'Chaveri as well. There are other, it needs a pshat, whenever there's a creek sieve, it's not... Something to me in that something, if it's not exact, this is what it looks like to me, that the breach Ben Adam L'Makim, the breach of not seeing Hashem, and any breach in Ben Adam L'Makim like that ultimately is a breach Ben Adam L'Chaveri as well, ultimately is a lessening in how you see another person. Because the value of a person, they have a nishmas Hashem in a person. Ultimately, that's a breach in the greatness of a human being, the appreciation of both ourselves and others. So any throwing down of one side at the pashtus, the start of that breach was Ben Adam L'Makim, ultimately, it's miyadai, miyadav. Ultimately, both hands went down, both sides crashed. The Ben Adam L'Makim and the Ben Adam L'Chaveri. So that was the first inyan that I wanted to say on the parasha and say about inyan adiyayim of allowing ourselves to tap into deeper places, not assuming we've discovered all to know about ourselves, because it's far from true. Allow to be young, allow to be new, allow to discover new things. Reread svarim we learned. Learn new svarim. Don't lock into what you think you know about yourself. See new, and see new in the precious people around us. The Bezi, if we could sing, we're in middle of a matzah of Klal Yisrael, and if ever this song that the child told, these words that the child told Haman, if ever our people needed chizuk, these words are precious words. Utsu Eitzeres.
Dabru davar vila yakom Utsu Eitzeres uvar dabru davar yakom ke ye ye manu ke ye 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 Utsu Eitzeres uvar dabru davar vila yakom ke ye ye manu ke
sing L'mikdash Sheikh Tov. There's on a Leil Shishi, there's a tremendous kesher between Shabbos Kodesh and Binyan and Beis HaMikdash. We know we're going to talk in a few minutes that Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu that I know I told you to construct the Mishkan. Dabrel b'nei Yisraelim achesh avshoyshek tishmayru, but keep Shabbos. And of course, Chazal say that the position, well, we're in the middle of talking about the Mishkan, Shuma Tetzav and Akisisa, we're talking about the Mishkan, and all of a sudden it says, Achesh Avshoysai Tishmayru, keep Shabbos. Says Rashi from Chazal that it's saying that you're not Deichid, the construction of the Mishkan, don't be Mechalel Shabbos. Don't, Shabbos Kodesh, don't be Mechalel Shabbos. You stop the construction at Shabbos Kodesh. And of course, what's being said here is that the binyan, the Mishkan, is Shabbos. Does it's Shabbos? You stop building the Mishkan. You have Shabbos, and the Inyan, the same thing. When we say Hashem's in the Beis Hamikdash, Hashem's everywhere. But it means there. It's easier for a person to access Hashem in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. Somebody as Shom Navodcha Beira. There is the possibility of experiencing Hashem. And the essence of Shabbos, that a person could discover Hashem. That Shabbos, it's easier to discover Hashem, to experience Hashem. And the Torah as such says that when Shabbos comes, stop there and engage and embrace in Shabbos Kodesh. Experience Hashem. There's many songs on Shabbos where the experience of Shabbos Kodesh causes us to daven for Beis HaMikdash. We want constantly what we're experiencing on Shabbos. We want it always. So right away in Lechadoidi and greeting Shabbos, we ask, after the first three stanzas, welcome Shabbos, and then right away we're asking for Beis HaMikdash in the tunes of Shabbos. We sing Chazek, we ask for the Beis HaMikdash, L'mikdash Sheikh Tov. So Shlomi, if you can come forward and let's sing L'mikdash Sheikh Tov together. Yeah, with the guitar. Let's do it with the guitar. Thank you, Shlomi. Talking about building the Mishkan, and then Hashem interrupts and says, "Ache shabsoisai tishmeru, keep Shabbos." The Pesukim describe Bishamru bnei Yisrael as a Shabbos. Bishamru bnei Yisrael as a Shabbos. Klal Yisrael shall keep Shabbos, shall guard. Bishamru shall guard Shabbos. Las is a Shabbos l'dayreisam, to make Shabbos l'dayreisam for all the generations. So Rashi Shtel's already such an interesting lashon. Bnei Yisrael should keep Shabbos to make Shabbos for all the generations. Of course, this is the Kiddush of Shabbos day. B'shamru Bnei Yisrael as a Shabbos. Yidden keep Shabbos to make Shabbos for all the generations. We've discussed in the past that the word v'shamru, to be shamar, means to keep, and certainly the mashmais, the implication, is not to transgress Shabbos, to guard. V'shamru refers to the loisa says of not doing malacha. Guard is making sure not to transgress. We've discussed that there's another translation of v'shamru, and the Chayyadim already brings it by Ushmartim as HaMitzvahs. He brings in Klali HaMitzvahs that a person should be mamtenu mitzapa, should be excited about mitzvahs. He brings it as one of the Klalim on mitzvahs. A person should have a cheshek and a connection to mitzvahs, to find a deep attachment, to be excited. Ushmartim means to be excited about, to be mamtenu mitzapa. Aviv shamras adavar, Rashi said, is mamtenu mitzapa, to anticipate, to be excited about. And he brings on Ushmartim as HaMitzvahs is to be excited about mitzvahs, to have a time and a cheshek in mitzvahs. So V'shamru Bnei Yisrael as a Shabbos means that Klal Yisrael is Shomer Shabbos, means to be excited about Shabbos. I love the Ka'ech Saif song. It doesn't just say we keep Shabbos. We have a Kisufim. Ka'ech Saif Noyam Shabbos. We crave. We have a kisufim for Shabbos Kodesh. V'shamru Bnei Yisrael as a Shabbos says that form an attachment, develop a tam in Shabbos. V'shamru Bnei Yisrael, that you're mamten u'mitzapa, that you're excited and you anticipate. It's something that you're into and you're excited about. V'shamru Bnei Yisrael Shabbos. When we have that type of relationship to Shabbos, that it's exciting, it's something we get energized from Shabbos Kodesh. That is v'shamru, from keeping the mitzvahs, from having a time in the mitzvahs, from spending the time to learn about Shabbos Kodesh, to connect to Shabbos Kodesh. So v'shamru bnei Yisrael as Shabbos, yidden are excited about Shabbos, then it's last as Shabbos adoraisam, then you're causing future generations to keep Shabbos. If it's a whole exciting day, people are v'shamru bnei Yisrael as Shabbos. There's an excitement, it's a beautiful day of chaos, of excitement, it's last Shabbos to Daraisam. That causes Shabbos to keep going with Daraisam. That causes Shabbos that future generations keep it as well. It creates last Shabbos to Daraisam. If somebody's stam keeping all the halachas, but it's a burden, they didn't have a time in Shabbos, a chiyus in Shabbos, something that energizes and excites, so then it's not last Shabbos Daraisam. It's not kept for the ages. People grow up and feel gypped and a slow day, but if there's v'shamru bnei Yisrael as Shabbos, there's a cheshek, there's a cheyus, there's miris of Shabbos, there's an energy, there's a mamten u'metzapa, there's an anticipation for the day of Shabbos that causes lasa Shabbos of Daraisam, that causes Shabbos to be kept for all the generations. My father had a friend, Dr. Feibish, Dr. Josh Feibish. He's in Olam Haba today. He was somebody who went to public school, didn't have a yeshiva background. He like fell in love with Shabbos Kodesh. For years, he wouldn't sleep on Friday night. He was so excited with Shabbos, he couldn't handle to lose a minute of Shabbos. He was up the whole night. He was up kipshutai, not some of the night. He was up the ganze nacht. He wouldn't sleep. He didn't want to miss a minute of Shabbos. So that's such a Shabbos that a person has found the time in Shabbos. He would sing and enjoy and have such a cheshek and a cheyus. That's last Shabbos Daraisam, the future mishpachas as well, the future generations. But of course, find that attachment to Shabbos, find that special meaning and purpose in Shabbos. So Shlaim, if we can start, Avi, can you start with Shamru Bnei Yisrael? Come. Doi doi sa, bere sa voi.
chamo I visham iru b'nei Yisrael Yes ha-shabos Yilasois Es ha-shabos Le-doi-doi-so
start Chazek. This is
Yeah. Shecha Hazek Yossi Loikel Eloikim Helio Haide Hashem Esner Asif Haide
In Parshas Kisisa, so us Levim take notice of something. I don't know if all the Chev would notice this. The Kohen and the Levi have a very long aliyah. And Nachtam, very quick, the rest of Kisisa is very short aliyahs. And the reason that we have such a Levi, Mamish gets a lot, it's not the best gift ever, because you read the Egel to the Levi. He takes one for the team, the Levi here. And it's obvious the source of the Minig Yisrael is so gorgeous, but I want to say in context, the Egel's a stain on our people, the Egel, the Chet Egel. You think we're thinking about the Chet Egel, we would be, like, that would be the main focus. Klal Yisrael, you know, it's a musr to our people. It was a big Chet, the Chet Egel. We don't lose sight, and the Minig Yisrael is so pure and holy, we don't call up a Yisrael for Chet Egel. Shouldn't be a bazillion. The Kehanim and the Levim, we weren't involved. It's not a very guilty point for us. We were the heroes by the Egel. So the Levim get called up a Levi, and the Kohen gets the first two aliyahs, very long. We read half the parsha. And this way, it shouldn't be hurtful to the Yisrael. You think you're talking about a big chet. Did a big aver just shout? Somebody talks in shul. God lavayim in his. So you shrayed him. Don't forget the feelings of a yid, and the context. We're talking about the cheder egel avoy dezara. It's not lost and forgotten. Don't hurt a yid, and a yid shouldn't be epis. I'm not sure how insulted, but you see, yidden are very present people, and a guy would get called up and he'd read the egel. He'd have a chalishus. Yeah, a Levi doesn't mind. You call him up for the eagle. Yeah, my Daniel, the eagle's a good story for us. We answered Mila Hashem Elai. You call up for the eagle, Gishmak. He runs up. We're the hero, Gishmak. We don't want to call a Yisrael for that. It would be epis. He would feel the sensitivity. I want to end with the Maisa from Reb Shach. I want to end with the Chevra. It's a gorgeous Maisa from Reb Shach. Listen to this Maisa, Rabbi say. Maybe I'll even convince the author of the... I don't even know if he knows the story. The author of Yartzat Yoimi, the Yartzat Yoimi stories of Gedolim. Maybe I'll make it in there, I hope. Listen to this Maisa from Reb Shach. There's a true story. You know the story? Listen to this Maisa. Sefer Torah? You know the story? Okay. There's a Maisa from Reb Shach, a Maisa Niflis, a true story of Shraga Feivel. A guy in Panovich dropped the Sefer Torah in front of 1,000 people. Chaim Zev. Dropped the Torah. It happens. I'm sure you dropped the Torah. 1,000 people had a fast. You dropped the Torah. About a day or two later, it's a true Maisa. Reb Shach came into Panovich and he clapped on the beam. He stopped Seder. This never Seder and Panovich of Shach to stop. Never. It didn't happen. Wouldn't happen. Maybe it's the only time ever. Shaykh. Rav Shach stopped all Seder and clapped. And he came a day or two later, fire. And he felt that people were talking and embarrassing. There was Lashon Hara making a yid feel bad. He said with fire, Rav Shach, said, better to drop a Torah 10 times b'shegig than one time, maybe even said 100. I don't remember if he said 10 or 100. True Maisi clapped, stopped Seder. Said, better a Torah is dropped 100 times b'shegig than one time to hurt a Yid's feeling, than one time to say a bad zach on a Yid. Just understand, Chever. Clapped, he announced it. Not another word was said to the guy, about the guy. Zero. Zero. Context. You talk a serious zach. I say, if a Torah, it fell. Serious thing. A b'shegig person said to me, mevayish a Yid. To hurt a Yid, to say lashon hara, to speak bad on a Yid, he's either said 10 or 100 times. He said, better, say for Torah, it's more chamer. One time a person speaks on another Yid, says a bad zach, that's a more chamer, it's more, it's worse, it's more serious, it's a worse happening. A Yid, an accident, a Yid happens, it's a serious zach, we'll do our tainus. He said, to make fun of a Yid, b'mezit, to say lashon hara on a Yid, that was the end. There wasn't, I guarantee. The conversation was done. Nobody had good news. Nobody had hack anymore about the guy. Bang, zehu. So I find it so moving, the holy people that we are. Middle of the egel, what are we thinking? A Yid shouldn't have a little bit of a bush. Maybe, you know, give mussar. It's a serious parasha. Let's give it to the Levi. He feels, he reads the story. It's a shtickle chizik. Yeah, I'm going to call up. It's like Yankov, you go up proudly. It's not a... The Levi became a Levi and became Kehanim from reacting right. We're not calling up Yisrael, we'll hurt his feelings. The Midas Tovus, the Anhag of Klal Yisrael, who understand this, both sides of the Luchas, we understand Anoichi Hashem Leikecha, and then to the Yid who has Nishmas Hashem, who has a Heilig Neshama, the appreciation, the carefulness to speak good in the Yid, to see good in Yidden, to appreciate the holiness, the Am Hashem, the nation where the Banim Lashem, that's a big zach, the Banim Lashem. I was very, very interested. Somebody showed me a video of a soldier reuniting with his family. And I saw that he first hugged his children before he recognized his wife. And I saw, he first went to his children and he spent time. And I thought, it's obvious, the husband and wife, they both want, let's make the kinder look comfortable. And he first greeted the children, then of course he greeted his mishpacha. And the banim of Hashem, of course, to take care of the banim Lashem. In yeshiva, the minigan yeshiva, before Kabbalah Shabbos, it just happened on its own. The chevra like greets each other. Makes so much sense. Hashem comes every Shabbos. He comes with the mishpacha. The first thing you do, an old friend comes, you and him will yet talk. But you make sure his kids are comfortable. That's the first thing you do. You make sure the kids are comfortable. The kids are a little uneasy. They don't know. You first make sure that's what you're doing. That's how you're greeting your friend. That's how you're greeting your friend, by making his kids. An old friend comes for Shabbos. First, you make sure the kids are all comfortable and feeling. And then that's how, you're not like, then you greet your friend. That was the greeting of your friend, by making his kids comfortable. So this inyan that in the midst of talking about a breach, in the midst of talking about a breach of the highest order, but Klal Yisrael's minute, we're busy with something. We're busy the sensitivity of a Yid. And we give the aliyah to a Levi. It's so obvious that for him, it's not a sensitive fakir. It's not just not a stain. It's a shtickel yashikayach. So we give him, but we don't want to chas v'shalom. We're thinking about the feelings of a Yid. We're makir that Yid. That's a tikkun, like we're saying, connecting the ben adam l'makim on the chaver. That's a big tikkun, by the way, in the ben adam l'makim of the cheder egel. You want a tikkun and see greatness in a Yid. See, the neshama in a Yid is a tikkun, b'dafka, for looks like two different, it's not two different zachin, seeing the greatness of a Yid, that he has a nishmas Hashem in him, seeing the endless greatness of a Yid is a tikkun, and even this inyan of the Chet Ha'egel, we should all be zeich haramas karen Yisrael, to see and appreciate the preciousness of a Yid, the Am Hashem, and we should see taka, the Kiddush Shemayim of Hashem's nation being protected and safe and close to their tata, a good Shabbos.